Hi, I'm Kate Crumley, and I'm the Integrated Pest Management Agent for Wharton, Jackson, and Matagorda counties. So this week has been pretty wet. I've been scouting in the mud this week. We got about 1 to 2 inches here the last 3 days in the field. It kind of depended on location, but it was pretty consistent across all three counties. I think everybody got rain on Sunday night, Monday night, and Tuesday night, and a couple of places got about a tenth of an inch last night as well.
This is Stephen Biles. I'm the IPM extension agent in Calhoun, Refugio, and Victoria counties. Over this past weekend, most of our area received 1.5 to 2 inch of total rainfall. Some places got a little bit more than that. And so the start of this week has been pretty muddy, kind of hard to get into some fields.
A lot of my guys are saying that it's a little bit too wet on cotton. They'd like to see it dry out a little bit, but I think our corn is looking really good. How about y'all's?
This rain's going to do really well with our cotton and grain sorghum. There is, especially as you move south, we're almost beyond hope for some of the corn. I don't know about beyond hope, but it's just some of that corn's, it's just a little too late, kind of. A lot of our corn is 4 foot, 5 foot, maybe 6 foot tall. Just didn't get the rainfall early on, and that's really hurt it.
And that's unfortunate. Our corn is looking really pretty. We've got some really nice looking stuff. I think the most concern folks have had in our area is there's been northern leaf blight, and we've had northern leaf blight in all three of my counties that folks are scouting for.
Yeah, I think we've seen a little bit of the leaf blight, but as the temperatures warm up, our guys are much less worried about that.
What about y'all's sorghum? How's that looking?
Our grain sorghum is really kind of strange. Normally, most of our sorghum is planted over maybe a 3 week period. This year, I think our sorghum is planted over about a 6 or 7 or 8 week period. So I've got grain sorghum, some of it that's still in whorl stage, and some of it that's almost a hard dough, and everywhere in between. And so it's really going to be an interesting year trying to manage the pests in that. We found some sugarcane aphids in a couple of fields down in Bayside yesterday, south of Refugio. Haven't really seen many of them in Calhoun or Victoria counties yet, but you know, that's just kind of a thing that's coming. We'll see them at some point in time. The question is, are they going to blow up into a population, or are they just going to kind of go away? And only time will tell for that. In our blooming sorghum, we're actively seeking out midge. I haven't heard of anybody treating for midge yet, but given you've got all of these different stages of sorghum in a county, we have a kind of a perfect scenario for having some really large midge populations in the later sorghum. This past week, in some of the fields that are just at the end of blooming and soft up to soft dough, we were finding rye stink bugs and some headworms. Rye stink bugs, really what we were finding were maybe 1 in 5 plants, something like that, 1 in 5 heads. Not really quite yet to an economic population, but they could get there pretty quickly. And that was really kind of the same deal with the headworms. A lot of them were too small to tell if they were earworms or fall army worms, but the numbers still are not quite there yet for us to worry about if we're going to need to treat them or not.
All right. I think we do have sugarcane aphids in all three counties, but not, I haven't heard of any being at real high populations, but I think it's like you said, for us too, they'll either be a pretty big issue or they won't, and we'll find out as we go. In cotton, all of my cotton fields I'm looking at right now are flowering except for two of them, and those two I'm still looking for flea hoppers in. We've had flea hoppers pretty hot. Last week, before all of our stuff started flowering, I think the lowest I found in Jackson County and Matagorda County was 16%. Everything was higher than that whenever I was counting at least 50 plants. So their populations were pretty high. Some of those guys went in with aspates since they were pretty close to being out of concern for flea hoppers, but our plant bug populations have just been pretty high across all three of my counties in cotton. I'm glad to be looking at stuff that's flowering and starting to look at something different. We're looking for bollworms and keeping an eye on stink bugs as well. Haven't seen any yet, though. We do have some weeds coming up, especially after all this rain. We've been seeing henbit coming up, purslane, and water hemp and pigweed as usual. And the grass weeds are always an issue down here. I don't think those will be a difficult to control. It's just that it's been so wet, it's been hard for anybody to treat for them yet. What about y'all, Steven?
All right. Well, in our area, kind of like our grain sorghum, our cotton is also planted over a kind of a wide time frame. We had some early cotton that was planted in early March, and it is in the first and second weeks of bloom. It's growing real well, and haven't really seen pest pressures on them too badly. Then our later cotton, the stuff that was planted in mid-April to almost early May in some cases, we're still looking at those fields for cotton flea hopper. I've got a couple of fields. I got one field that still only has 6 and 7 leaf cotton on it right now, and so they're you know, still in the cotton flea hopper stage. Our flea hoppers have been really kind of a mixed bag in a lot of the fields. We saw early flea hoppers and then they were treated and they really haven't come back. I know some folks that have treated 2 and 3 times, but in the fields that we're looking at, one treatment has really been sufficient for controlling the flea hopper. You know, as we get on into bloom, yeah, it's going to be a stink bug time and then the bollworms as we find them.
I did step into a soybean field here the other day too. I just did a couple of sweeps and found, I think, 3 different kinds of stink bugs right off the bat. What about you, Steven? I know you look at a lot more soybeans than I do.
I look at a lot. We got quite a bit of soybean acreage in Victoria County, much more so than we do in Calhoun, and there's really not any beans in Refugio. But the stink bugs have not developed from what I've been able to see yet. Either that or we're following behind an application. But yeah, I anticipate, since we've had a nice warm winter and all, I kind of anticipate that the stink bugs are going to show up here pretty quick and be an issue. And that's really going to be more of an issue if it's going to be the red-banded stink bug, because that one, the economic threshold on that is about a fourth of what it is on the other ones. So I would treat red-banded stink bugs at probably 6 per 100 sweeps, whereas the other stink bugs, I'm looking at 36 per 100 sweeps. It's quite a bit of difference. It's almost see it, spray it with the red stink bug, because the thresholds are really kind of almost requiring that.
This has been a production of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service on the Gulf Coast of Texas.